Sister Dorothy?
Yes.
We're ready for our opening prayer.
I have the scripture.
You have scripture.
I'm sorry.
Sister Dorothy, No. That's my fault. I had you on my brain after your call had dropped.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, yeah. I'll stay on mute.
Okay, that is Sister Ruby Underwood that is doing our opening prayer. Yes.
I thought you maybe had switched up on us.
No, and I wrote it down, too. I'm not even reading my own writing.
Oh, my, of course, okay. That was a joke. But good evening,
yes,
ladies. Thank you again, Sister Rosalind, for hosting. Would you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Father God, at this moment in time. Just thanking you, Father, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Father God, from our earliest existence down to this present moment, Father. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you mostly for your Son, Jesus, that came to earth and died for our sins, Father, that we might have a chance at the tree of life. Father God, I ask you at this time to please, please forgive me for any sins I may have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. And Father God, I thank you in advance. Father, I just come to you at this time just thanking you, Father, the prayer warriors, Father God. Thank you for our admins that work so hard, and we just appreciate them so much, and we thank you, Father, for them. Please continue to keep them all in good health and doing the work that they do, and we know it's a task. It's not easy. And, Father God, just thank you for all the ladies that are on the line tonight, and we just pray, Father, that you will be with each of us and just whatever that we stand in need of, Father. If it's in keeping with your will, we pray that you'll grant it unto us. Father God, we pray right now for the bereaved, and we pray for the sick and shut in, Father God, and we just pray that if it's your will, Father, that you will restore them back to their much-wanted health, and Father God, for the bereaved, that you will be with them and give them strength to go through the things that they will have to face. At this time, Father, I just pray for a special friend of mine, of the family of a special friend, Barbara Wilson. Father, she passed away, but Father, you knew best because she had been dealing a long time with her issues. And Father, she is so well known in the community, and it just saddens everyone's heart, but Father, we still know that you knew best, and we just pray for that family, Father Decatur and the Wilson family, Father. And Father, at this time, I also ask you to please be with my children, Father, all three of my adult children, Father. You know the things that they're dealing with, and I just thank you in advance, Father, for taking care of that. And Father, I know your will be done. And Father God, I thank you at this moment for our dear sister, LaDonna, who will be coming before us with the lesson. And we just thank you, Father, for her diligence in studying and being able to bring us this lesson, Father. And we know she's going to do a great job as always. And we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you. And Father God, just be with us now as we go into this program. Father, anything I forgot to mention or couldn't think of, Father, you know my heart and you know what's needed, Father God. And I just ask you to be with us, be with LaDonna and all the sisters that are on the line, Father, and just help us all, Father, and continue to love us and take care of us. All these things I ask in your darling son, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ruby, for a beautiful opening prayer. Now, our scripture reading will be Sister Dorothy Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture reading will be coming from the book of Matthew, the chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, Do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of all his holy and divine word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dorothy, for our scripture reading on tonight. You boldly read that. Thank you so much. All right, now song praise will be by Sister Elizabeth Francis.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Rosalyn, for hosting. The song I'm going to sing is "Sweet Hour of Prayer." Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that called me from a world of care and bid me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In season of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and of escape the tempter's snare by the return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joy I feel, the bliss I share of those whose anxious spirit burn with strong desire for thy return. With salt I hasten to the place where God, my Savior, show his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness endure, thy waiting soul to bless. And since he bid me seek his face, believe his words, and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Amen.
Amen, Sister Elizabeth. What a beautiful song you have sung on tonight. Sweet, sweet hour of prayer. So great to hear that song again. I had to go on mute so I wouldn't be heard. So happy that you've done such a great job. Thank you so much. All right. Next is our introduction of our speaker, and that will be Sister Vivian Mills.
Good evening, Sister. Thank you, Sister, for hosting. It is my pleasure to introduce your speaker for tonight, Sister LaDonna Miller. Sister LaDonna is a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma. She has been married to Ernest Miller Jr. since 2000. In their union, they were blessed to have two beautiful girls, Lazani, 20, and LaBrayon, 17. It is their prayer that they will be produced in the Lord. LaDonna and her family are currently living in Magnolia, Arkansas, where her husband serves as an associate minister of the Southview Church of Christ. Sister LaDonna acknowledges that she's truly blessed to have the opportunity to teach Sunday school and also to have founded and coordinated a daily Bible line study. The Bible line participants are truly blessed to have existed for over 3 years. Sister LaDonna is also blessed as well to have the opportunity to be a lady prayer warrior. One of her favorite scripture is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God. Sisters, it is my pleasure to introduce to you Sister LaDonna Miller. Thank you.
Amen. Good evening, sisters. I want to start by thanking God for this opportunity to speak. I want to thank Sister Roslyn for hosting, Sister Ruby Underwood for the reading, for the opening prayer, Sister Dorothy Jenkins for the reading of the scripture, Sister Elizabeth Francis for the singing of the song, and Sister Vivian Mills for the reading of the introduction, and Lord's Will, Sister Lisa McIntyre for the closing prayer. I want to thank all sisters who joined on the call tonight. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to come and just thank you, God, for this opportunity to pray. Please forgive me of my sins, Lord, thoughts, and deeds. I pray that the things that you have blessed me to study and write down that we can take and use in our lives. We give you praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, Matthew chapter 6, 5 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible because when I read from this Bible, I was like, wow. So maybe you'll get a wow too when you hear it. And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Verse 6. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, scheduled place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can imagine. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
can you
yes,
all
we
hear
can
me?
Hear you.
Okay.
Yes, all we right. can hear you.
Let me start over verse 6. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, scheduled place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. Verse 7, the world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. The topic that I'm going to be speaking from is, the scripture that I just read was Matthew 6, 5 through 7. And the topic that I have chosen to use under the preparing to pray is let's pack our M&Ms. So what kind of M&M am I talking about? Well, I know we know that there is the candy called M&Ms. You know, they do taste good. I love chocolate, but that's not the M&M that I'm talking about. Well, what about M&M the rapper? He's not the M&M that I'm talking about. Well, what about the M&M discount clothing store? I know I love to shop. But that's not the M&M I'm talking about. The M&M that I'm talking about is the M&Ms that we can pack in our prayer life. The first M&M is our mindset. The second M&M is our motive. And the third M&M is our method. When we become Christians, we are allowed full access to God through the death of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. God allowed his son to die on the cross so that we have access back to himself, John 3:16. It was also promised to us in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, in the latter part of the verse, it states, "And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." One of the accesses that we have to God is the power of prayer. According to 2 Thessalonians 5:17, it tells us that we ought to pray without ceasing. What a blessing we have. Now that we have established this blessing, how can we take full advantage of the lifeline of prayer to God? First, as stated earlier, we must have the right mindset. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also have compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." We have to have the mindset to lay aside sin, according to Hebrews 12:1. We also have to have the mindset to obey God's will. That is John chapter 14, verse 15. "If you love me, obey my commandments." And John chapter 15, 14 says, "You are my friend if you do what I command." The weight of sin can hinder our prayer. Let's name a few sins that can hinder our prayer. One of them is having an unforgiving spirit. Another, second one is selfishness. When we just pray about self and not others. A third one is unconfessed sin. Now let's look at sin that was in, the sin that was in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. What caused Jesus to bring up the subject matter? According to an unknown author in the sermon, no, but Jesus was exposing some of the problems in rampant prayer. That prayer that were rampant in his day. One of this was the sin of hypocrisy among the Jews. They wanted to be seen as holy. Now let's think about this. The sad thing is that they were God's chosen people. They got sidetracked. You know, as Christians, we must not take our Christianity for granted. It could lead us to the wrong mindset because we are his chosen when we became baptized. It can lead us, once again, to the wrong mindset as well. So as we prepare to pray, let us pack our M&M of the right mind. As we continue packing our M&Ms, let us deal with our M&M of motive, the motive of praying. According to an unknown author, once again, in the sermon notebook, prayer is not about being seen or heard by others, but prayer is a time of personal communion with God. Prayer is about entering into the presence of God to have communion with him. Let us look at a few Bible examples. The first example is in Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14. It was a parable which trusted in themselves. They were righteous and despise each and despise the other. One was self-righteous and the other one was despised the other. It's about two men. One was a Pharisee, and the other one was a publican. According to the Bible Dictionary, a Pharisee was a religious and political party in the Palestine in the New Testament times. Then I Googled what Pharisees was, and y'all, I hollered, as they say, because it said that there was a self-righteous person and a hypocrite. I said, well, they told it like it was. Now, a publican was a tax collector, and tax collectors were despised by their fellow Jews. Now, let's take a few minutes and look at the attitude of the Pharisee. The Pharisee had a self-righteous motive. When he prayed to God, this is what he said. He said, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust adulterers, or even as the publicans. He just forgot that the publican is right there. He was like, even as the publican. He was like, you know what? I fast twice a week. I give my tithes and all that I possess. The Pharisee simply had the wrong motive when he prayed. He straight up forgot that God was the God, that the God who created the universe in 6 days and rested on the seventh knew who he was. In Luke 7, chapter 12, it talks about that he numbered the hairs on our head. God numbered the hairs on our head. Now let's look at the attitude of the publican. The publican had the right motive. He recognized his sinful state with humility and beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me as a sinner. In the end, the publican was justified rather than the self-righteousness Pharisee. As we compare ourselves to God's word, which one are we? Are we a Pharisee? Do we have the attitude of the Pharisee, or do we have the attitude of the publican? Let us be encouraged to pack our M&Ms and go to God in prayer with the right motive. Now that we have the M&Ms of the right mindset and the motive, let's look at the last M&M we need to pack. And that's the M&M of our method. We have to have the right method. So I looked up the definition of method. The definition of method is a system or a way of doing something. Now God has given us the method. This is his word. According to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Verse 17 says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There it is. God has given us the method, which is his word. In Matthew 6, 5 through 7, the people Jesus called hypocrisy were guilty of the love of standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets to pray. They loved being seen of men. They prayed out loud, and they prayed long prayers. Their desire was to impress others with their piety and religiosity. I made the statement earlier, what caused Jesus to bring up the subject matter and of prayer? Well, the answer is the hypocrisy were being the hypocrites were being attentive to themselves and not seeking attention for themselves and not God. So Jesus condemned them. in our preparation to pray, we want to pack our M&M of our method of prayer so that God can get the glory. In conclusion, let us pack our M&Ms of the right mindset, the right motive, and the right method of prayer, and God will truly get the glory. May God add a blessing to what has been said, and may we use it and pack our M&Ms as we prepare to pray for these 100 days. Thank you, and may God bless.
Thank you, Sister LaDonna. Thank you so much for that wonderful message that you've given to us. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Lisa McIntyre.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Roslyn, for hosting. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, holy and divine is your name. Lord, we give praise and honor to you for who you are. You are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Creator of all things. And Lord, before I go any further, I ask that you please forgive me of all my sins, that my prayer will not be hindered, those known and unknown. And I ask, Father God, that may we honor you in all that we do. May we do what is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Help us, Father God, to lift you up as it is written. If you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So I ask, Father God, that you would help us to do that. Lord, I thank you for your Son, Jesus, who stayed obedient, who suffered and died for all mankind. Lord, I ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew our spirit. And may we never get weary and never give up, continuing on this journey until the end, remembering and knowing that you are beside us, leading us and guiding us. I pray, Father God, because many are sick right now, and I ask that you just touch them in a mighty way. Lord, there are some who are recovering from COVID, some that have COVID, some have cancer, they're going through chemo and radiation, or maybe lupus or MS or arthritis, so many other things that I can't name. But we know, Lord, that you are the ultimate healer. You're the ultimate provider and the ultimate protector. You are the great I am. I'm so thankful, Father God, that we are your daughter. I pray, Father God, that as we get ready for our commitment ceremony tomorrow with over 100 ladies, I pray that everything will go smooth. I pray that you will bless each and every household that is on the call tonight. I pray, Father God, for all who are bereaved, Lord, that you would touch them and give comfort and peace as only you can. There are several who will be traveling within the next several weeks, and I'm asking, Father God, if it be your will, that you would grant them traveling grace. I pray, Father God, for the many who were in the body of Christ that left, that they will return, they will repent and return before it's everlasting too late. And I pray for the many who have been taught the gospel but have not had a receptive heart to it. I pray that they will before it's too late. Father, I pray that we get ready with our minds, as Sister LaDonna said in her lesson. The mindset be right as we pray, our motives be right as we pray, and our method be right as we pray. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we adore you, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done. You woke us up this morning, and you closed us in our right mind. And we're here tonight, Father God, and I pray that each sister will take heed to the lesson that we heard tonight and be hearers and doers of your holy and divine word. May we do all that we can to please you, Father, because you are so deserving, and we thank you. We love you. We praise you. May we honor you. This is my prayer. In Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Lisa, for a beautiful, beautiful closing prayer.